Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through this first week of ordinary time. Let us obey you, let us listen to you, and let us hear what you have to say to us as we continue also through this early time of the year, looking forward to the entire year coming up. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, of course, today is Thursday of the first week of Ordinary Time, and we have a fascinating reading coming to us from the book of Samuel. Now, we were talking yesterday about understanding when Samuel was a child and hears his name being called, and of course, that's when I reflected on discernment. Well, now it's many years later. Samuel is fully grown. And one we understand in this passage is a famous story that you can say is part of, I'm guessing, is part of the source of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Now, as I remember, Steven Spielberg was behind that movie. And Raiders of the Lost Ark, of course, is built on the idea that whoever owned the Ark would win the war. And it was based on the Nazis looking for the Ark of the Covenant. This story reflects something radically different. There is always the belief that whoever owned the Ark, and obviously it was the Jews alone who owned the Ark. At this point, it's the Hebrews. They alone owned the Ark, and as long as they had the Ark with them, the Ark of the Covenant, they would win the battle. And inside the Ark of the Covenant, which was put together by Moses and his people, were the Ten Commandments. So that was the understanding. As long as they had the Ark with them, they would become filled with the Holy Spirit and they would win the war. Well, that doesn't happen here. And we know the reason why is because the sons of Eli, who were Hophni and Phinehas, were in extremely corrupt, yet they still acted as if they were serving the Lord more than their own interests. And the Lord knew what was going on. Now, there's a couple lessons here, because first of all, they lose the Ark at the end of the battle, and that's in the reading we have today, and it absolutely devastates the reality of Israel. And they lose the Ark. They're extremely upset. But we also learn, if you continue reading, that the Philistines capture the Ark and it doesn't do them any good, because the Lord makes it very clear that Ark does not belong to the Philistines. And the other thing that happens is the Philistines is a pagan community, so they worship false gods, what we would call today false gods. And we see that God, of course, despises idolatry. It's the worst sin in the Old Testament. And so they have this Ark of the Covenant, which is the Ark of the one true God, with all their stuff, among other things, and it's just a collection of things of which they have zero respect. And this is something they learn, they make a major mistake. It's one of my favorite stories where the Philistines actually come to a point where they go, you know, we're going to give that Ark back to Israel because, you know, we found that Ark has made our life miserable. So obviously this God of Israel is real and he doesn't want to be here. So let's send him back. And so they actually did. They put a note on it. Sorry for stealing your Ark or something like that. It's a fascinating story. And this, of course, comes from the fourth chapter of Samuel. But it reflects on something. And Jesus says this as well, and it's very simply this. Being a disciple of Christ, you always remember that there are certain gifts and certain rights you have as a disciple of Christ, providing you are seeking to live a holy life. If you're living a life of total hedonism, but calling yourself a Christian, it doesn't work that way. And so that's an understanding to bring people to come to know that truth of Christ and come to realize that this is real. And as Jesus says, if you're going to follow that path, make sure you're following it with a serious intention. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And we will be back right after this. I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. If you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about experiencing one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, I understand that there is this misconception about Catholic churches being focused on money, which is not true, and then you don't want to walk into the church hands hanging. Well, we solved that problem. Two birds with one stone? What we value more than anything else is your presence. And so if you're just coming to experience the church, you don't want to donate anything yet, write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road on one side and the Mass Pike on the other. So we're talking about this reading from 1 Samuel chapter 4. And of course, you can find that in your daily missal, whichever one you tend to use. And that this important reading from Samuel, and it reflects on the loss of the Ark of the Covenant, but it doesn't, the reading itself, it's what is called a pericope, which is a small section of an entire book or an entire chapter. So it doesn't continue and say what happened when the Ark ended up in the camp of the Philistines, and we just talked about that. But it does reflect the reality of take your commitment to Christ seriously. It's not a place to take it lightly, but do know, understand too, that you are human, so you're not going to be sinless. I get really irritated when I see people who are working very hard to turn away from sin, but they're not really working hard to turn towards Christ. Well, if you want to turn away from sin, turn towards Christ. That's the way to do it. If you you don't want to go to New York, you say, well, I'm going to do everything I can not to go to New York. And by the way, I had a friend of mine in the seminary. He was from Virginia, and his father despised the state of New York so much that they drove around the state of New York. They made sure, even though it was shorter to go through the state, they went around the state of New York. I'm not one who hates the state of New York. I like to visit the city every so often, so I'm not in that category, but just so you know. But if you want to avoid sin, or if you want to avoid some state, you don't do it by saying, I'm not going to go there. You do it by saying, I'm going to go someplace else. And the way to avoid sin is to seek holiness. And there it is right there. Seek holiness. Don't turn away from sin. Turn towards Christ. And by default, you will turn away from sin more and more each and every day. But the danger comes when you don't acknowledge that, and you're not turning towards Christ, but you're claiming that you are rooted in Christ. There's nothing wrong with someone saying, I am a sinner and I seek to know Christ, but there's something wrong with saying, I am a good Christian, knowing full well that you're not. And that's an important distinction. And this is what's reflected in this reading today, this interesting passage where you have Eli and Hophni, or I'm sorry, Phinehas and Hophni, two of the most corrupt members of the Levitical priesthood in the history of the Bible, just two absolutely corrupt people doing things that they knew were against the teaching of the Lord, and then turning around and saying, well, the Lord will be with us in this battle. And they themselves bring the Ark of the Covenant into battle, and absolutely they learn that this was false. And if you know the story, you also know that Eli, their father, who was a good priest, but his two sons were absolutely corrupt, he ends up dying too. Because what happens is a messenger comes to Eli to tell him that the ark was stolen by the Philistines. It was won in the battle, and it shocks him so much he falls back and breaks his neck and dies. So it's a really interesting story that reflects exactly what you see in Raiders of the Lost Ark. The thought that anyone who owns the Ark wins the battle is false. It's those who seek to live in accordance with the teaching of the Lord, those are the people who are found with favor in the Lord and seek to serve him. There's another story in Daniel that's similar, reflecting on the son of King Nebuchadnezzar. We'll talk more tomorrow, talk about possibility of a king tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.